Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
No, my watch is broken too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
I stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at JustAskVi. That's VI.com.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Good morning. Welcome to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. We are your hosts. What's up, man? How are you today?
Man, I'm doing great.
I really, you know, today we're recording on a Friday, and I always enjoy when we're able to do this.
Why?
I don't know. I think it's just a good way to sort of wrap up the week.
Patrick.
Early afternoon.
Stop. Collaborate and listen.
Patrick's back with a brand new edition. Something.
I got to actually go shoot some clays this morning. That was fun.
Did you hit any?
I did hit a couple. It was more of a, class. Like, I have a foot diagram on a piece of cardboard I'm going to hang in my closet forever.
I gotcha.
But I had never I've never in my life had formal training on shooting a shotgun, ever.
No, neither have I.
I'm pretty impressed with how close to holding it correctly. I mean, by just growing up and having a gun.
By shooting snakes.
It, you know, whatever. anyway. Yeah. But I realized I was I'm extremely left-eye dominant. Never heard that in my life. So the guy said, I got to go. I got to go do the radio recording today, so I got to leave a little early. It was an all-day thing. And the trainer said, if you didn't have to leave early, we'd really work on it and get you right. And I said, what's that entail? He said, you'd be shooting with your you'd be shooting on your left, not your right. I said, whoa. I'm not a switch hitter.
Easy. You're like Lisa Left Eye Lopez. Lisa Left Eye. Mm. That's TLC. Remember that back in the day?
I do.
You chase any waterfalls, TJ? No. Okay. We've got important stuff to talk about today. And we actually have guests on the first segment now, which is pretty fun. We got Tom Girdwood from Kingdom Demo. Tom, are you out there?
Yes, sir. How are y'all today?
Doing great. And Tom is here, Trent, because he and his generosity with his company, Kingdom Demo, have donated $6,000 to our Walking for Wishes. Of course,
yep.
We can't do Pitching for Wishes this year because of COVID. Tom, thanks so much for your generosity. You're obviously a value partner to our Roby commercial team. What inclined you to want to participate with Make-A-Wish?
Well, like you said, we heard about it initially from your guys in the commercial division. Got a good relationship with them, and pretty much of the core values of our company and its structure, we're firm believers in giving back. As we started, it was strictly from a biblical perspective, tithing, and then as we've grown and expanded relationships, we've found other avenues and organizations that we like to be a part of. And man, when we found out about the Pitching for Wishes tournament last year, it was an unbelievable cause and a great event, and just wanted to be a part of it again this year. And we appreciate you guys' diligence and creativity finding a way to keep that going this year, even though we can't do the cornhole tournament.
Yeah, I think Christian said we have teams of five that are going to walk from our company, employees that are going to walk portions of the 28.3 miles, and then I think there's about five idiots, you and me being two of them, Patrick, that are going to try to walk the whole 28.3 miles.
I know,
miles.
And it's kind of like, it's just walking. Yeah, right.
I mean, I'm excited about it.
I don't even
it.
Like to drive that far.
It's kind of like fasting, but the opposite.
Yeah. And Tom, so you had mentioned your company a couple of times, and one of your patriarch, or one of your things is tithing and your biblical principles. That's great. Tell us a little bit also about what it is you guys do at Kingdom Demo.
So we're growing rapidly. We're becoming more of a turnkey demolition contractor are anywhere from selective interior to total structural takedowns, concrete cutting and coring. At this point, we just tell everybody we'll do anything but put it back. I tried the construction side, and it's not as fun. So we'll do anything to get rid of what you want gone. And enjoy doing that and trying to keep people ahead of schedule. That's the main goal.
It's called work harder, not smarter. I mean, work smarter, not harder. I did a lot of demo in my youth for Andrew Roby. and people would say, oh, I want to tear out a bathroom. I want to demo this summer. A lot more residential type demo. And I'm like, dude, this is harder than you think.
We get that a lot. And I think people come to some good realizations the first couple hours of the day.
But you guys do, you know, y'all still do stuff by hand with sledgehammer and sheetrock buckets, carrying it
hammer
through
drills.
Buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
But you also,
you
also, something I'm impressed with, and my old farm buddies, Bruce Doan and those guys, it's all about, they're heavy equipment guys. So it's all about their ability to use those tools and leverage to get stuff done. It has always amazed me. So I'm in awe of y'all's ability.
Well, I appreciate that. We try to be very versatile, and yes, one day it's completely manual.
Well, accessibility in our world, when we do a lot of renovations, these guys did the Van Landingham estate
they did
for us.
Protagonist Van Landingham,
which is a wood historical building, so you have to be more meticulous, kind of like we are on the residential
Dilworth
side.
Animal Hospital as well.
Dilworth Animal Hospital's old residential house that they run that business out of on East Boulevard. So no, you're doing a lot of what I did: lath walls, you know, concrete in the floor between the joists and all that old school stuff.
Absolutely.
You were probably kind of like the kid that would build the big Lego tower and just to destroy it. Is that kind of, am I accurate there?
Yeah, I wasn't as good as building them, but always had fun taking them down.
You didn't hear him, man. He tried to build inside. He didn't like it.
I mean, you just got to stack a big tower and just Bobby Boucher that thing. That's all you got to do.
Well, Tom, we're grateful for y'all being a partner. I said this last week. We had DryPro Basement Systems or DryPro Systems on the call. They also donated $6,000.
Yep.
Have supported us for many years. Our shirt that we get made up is it's really the Roby Family All-Star Team, and we take that with pride. And if somebody's on that shirt, it's somebody that we think and believe has like-minded goals, tries to take care of the community, and runs their business in the best way that they can. So thank you for that.
Thank you guys for setting a great example.
Well, cool. Well, if you're just tuning in, you listen to At Home with Roby. When we return, we have the fellas over from Sugar Creek Brewing.
Oh,
when we return. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
The following is a sponsored program on WBT.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. If you just finished up the first segment, go back and hear from Tom at Kingdom Demo, one of our platinum sponsors for the cornhole. I'm sorry, for the Walking for Wishes that we're doing this year for Make-A-Wish. $6,000, Trent. That's really special when these guys do that. That's a big commitment.
Yeah, no, it's awesome. And so $6,000, we will repeat this again. That is your average wish cost.
I think it's worth saying. Absolutely.
So wonderful.
Well, and now we have the distinct pleasure of having Eric.
This is the sweetest show ever.
Eric.
Sugar Creek.
Eric and Joe. What's up, fellas? How are y'all?
Hey. Good to be here. How you guys doing?
And Joe, I'm going to say Vogelbacher.
Nailed it.
Eric, yours is easy. Flanagan, you're an Irish guy like me. It's not too bad. But welcome to the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
Well, give us the skinny on old Sugar Creek. And I think if anybody who lives in Charlotte isn't familiar with your product, then they must have just moved here yesterday.
Oh, appreciate it. Yeah, we're founded, we're like the sixth brewery in Charlotte in the recent craft renaissance, so to speak. We're located in the old Mecklenburg facility, and we're neighbors with Protagonist Brewing, Old Mecklenburg Brewing, and then brewers at Yancey, which is Victory Southern Tier and Six Point, and we're also next to Good Road Cider Works. So we're in the South Charlotte Brewery District. They like to call it Loso. And our focus has been kind of, since we started, on the Belgian, traditional Belgian styles. Really proud of those. But recently kind of moved more towards making anything that we really love. So we're known for our Blood Orange IPA called the Big O right now. And love to have you come down and try it sometime.
Well, yeah, I mean, and obviously we've known your product. I mean, you see it everywhere. I was telling Eric one time, the way you guys, the detail that you put into your cans, I mean, it's such a cool deal. I know that's intentional, right? I mean, that's something you guys farm out and you look at just to make that design work. Is that right?
Yeah, I'll let Eric talk on that because he's really the brains behind.
Whoa, brains and Eric. Wow, he's nice to you, man.
Can you guys believe it? I mean,
machine gunner to graphics designer.
Yeah, yeah. I taught myself in about 8 minutes on YouTube, and I thought I would just like get familiar with it, but it just got out of control. But no, you know, we Joe and I are both military guys, and you know, cool. In the military, you know, attention to detail is a big deal, and you know, even in our tap room, you know, our tap room was supposed to be, you know, a little bit nicer than it is. But, you know, we ran out of money building the place. We just had no idea how expensive a brewery could be. But, you know, all the way down to the steampunk and the maritime feel in the tap room. You know, if you look even closer at our at some of our furniture, we had to have special mermaid buttons made. And you know, we really – now, here's the problem, though. When you get that crazy with detail – sometimes you go down that road and the next thing you know, you just got a puzzle of stuff in front of you and it doesn't make sense because there's just too much going on. So, you know, Joe doesn't say it the right way. We do it together. We bounce ideas off each other and then we go, hey, are we getting too crazy with this one? Or are we not? You know, we've had battle scenes on some of our stuff before, seahorses shooting at mermaids. It gets crazy. You know?
Don't let Eric undersell it though. He's got a talent.
He does.
So say God-given talent where he can draw. He was just born with it. He'll tell you. And I believe I'll let Eric say it, but I think Eric's mom even was an artist for Disney at one point in Florida.
I did not know that. Huh?
He's got that that gift. But the funny thing is that he's actually colorblind. So a lot of people don't know this. So when we get ready to put the palette of colors together, Eric lays it all out, and then he brings me in, and I kind of say, oh, that looks good, that doesn't, and then we usually get our wives involved too to get some feedback on it. But we've got three or four different artists that we work with, and Eric will kind of sketch up a concept drawing and then send it to the artist, and then the artist will work on it. And then Eric, like you said, he just said he learned in 5 minutes on YouTube, but that's not exactly true. He's been doing it now for we're in our seventh year, so he spent some time on Photoshop and he'll mess around with it and then send it back to a professional artist, and then that's how we get it all laid out. But appreciate you noticing.
So Eric, you and I have become pretty good friends, and you're a local Charlotte native, and you serve several tours in the Marines, correct?
Yes, sir. It's funny because my LinkedIn account keeps asking me to update my education, and it really doesn't go past Myers Park High School. So. But
school of hard knocks, right?
After 9/11, man, I packed up everything and I said, hey, look, I'm out of here, and went down and visited with my grandparents for about a month and a half in Taylor, South Carolina, and I shipped out from there, and it was Kandahar, Afghanistan. And then, you know, we tracked up through the Afghanistan mountains, honestly, you know, tracking Osama bin Laden. And then after almost 9 months of doing that, it was actually horrible, man. We were in fighting holes waiting on an airplane to come pick us up that never came to pick us up. And our lieutenant actually said, hey, guys, I just got word that as soon as we get back, we're going to train for 5 more months with some new guys, and we're going right over to Fallujah, Iraq, because that place is I almost said a bad word. Can you beat me if I slip?
Yeah, don't slip. Yeah. Don't slip. Yeah. We're old school up in here. You know, it's called discipline. It's called discipline, you Marine.
Hey, just make sure you know that Trent said that. Patrick did not say that. All right, just keep going.
But yeah, and then that's what I think really helps Joe and I work so well together, because you know Joe is, he grew up on the Sugar Creek right behind Park Road Shopping Center.
That's that's cool.
Say about the brand. So
Joe, you went to Myers Park as well?
No, I grew up down there and on the little Sugar Creek Greenway where it is now. Back then, it was my mom was secretary at Central Piedmont Community College, and then eventually moved into event planning. But I used to walk up the hill there to St. Anne's Elementary, and that's where I went. And then I went to Charlotte Catholic.
Okay.
And then after that, I went to military college at United States Merchant Marine Academy.
Oh wow!
And
okay.
And I've been a reservist now for, this is my 17th year as an officer. So it's been cool to come around full circle and see how it is. And now I actually work with the kids that are about to go into the military academies and help the Congress people make their selections.
Well, Joe, I know that you didn't learn this in on an 8-minute YouTube video, but you are a master cicerone, right? Did I say that right? 19th
master cicerone.
19 in the world, right?
Yes, sir.
That's unbelievable. I mean, that's what an accomplishment. But I want to go into some more detail. Let's save some time in the next segment on what it takes to be able to do this, because I know that's not only big for Charlotte, big for the Charlotte beer scene, but obviously huge for your business as well.
Thank you.
I just want to say we're going to have to pay some bills here in a second, but I just want to say thank you to both of you gentlemen for serving our country. I mean,
absolutely.
Listen, we are only free because of the soldiers that protect us. So my father was a Marine. We have that in common. Eric served two tours over in Vietnam, and he was one proud Marine, and he let me understand that our freedom doesn't come easy. So,
and Trent, many of our leaders at the Roby Family of Companies are also former military.
We love hiring military, 100%. Ex-military, reservists. I mean, it's the patriotism number one, and then the discipline and the work ethic, and then the ethical alignment. I think it all goes hand in hand. So we'll talk more about y'all's.
I appreciate you saying that.
We'll talk more about y'all's brewery when we return. I'm blessed to have gotten to know you and continue to grow our relationship. You're listening to the fellas over at Sugar Creek Brewing when we return on the At Home with Roby Show.
Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby Family of Companies. We are with Joe Vogelbacher and Eric Flanagan from Sugar Creek Brewing. Guys, we were talking in the break, and we kind of alluded to this in the last segment, but Joe, you are a master cicerone, 19 in the world, and y'all did a movie about
this.
Well,
what is that? Before I started hanging out with these guys, I didn't know what that was.
I mean,
right?
I didn't either, so okay, thank you. Yeah, maybe give us an explanation, then we'll talk about your Hollywood limelight.
Yeah, so in the wine world, they have the sommeliers.
Yep.
And in the beer world, we have cicerones. And the word cicerone itself, it means a guide. And historically, they were people that you might have hired or would have shown you around a museum over in the Great Britain area. And that word was adopted by a guy named Ray Daniels, who founded the credentialing program about 12 years ago. And the whole idea is to educate people and have cicerones available to serve the beer community in a capacity similar to how they do it in the wine community. So there's four levels mirrored just like the Court of Master Psalms, and it's certified beer server, and then followed by certified cicerone, advanced cicerone, and then master cicerone. Now each one of these tests to get that credential, they level up in an exponential way on difficulty. So I believe there's several hundred thousand of the level one, and then once you work all the way up to the top level, I became the 19th in 2019.
That's so
real
cool.
Proud about that. Yep. So that's the basics of it.
But then you guys parlayed this into a documentary, right?
Yeah, so we're real fortunate to be part of a movie distributed by Gravitas. They're the largest documentary distributor in the world. And they actually followed me around in 2018, I believe, or 17, to when I was at Advanced Cicerone to kind of document the process of what it's like going through that difficult of a test and what kind of preparation we were doing and how it was affecting the business and all that kind of stuff. So the movie's called Beers of Joy. You can find it on Hulu, or if you just go to Google and do a search, it'll come up on YouTube or Amazon Prime. It's not on Netflix yet, but it's under, because it's Gravitas sold it to Hulu as an exclusive for a certain period of time, but it'll be on Netflix, I think, in the next year or so as well. But yeah, they follow me around and another guy, and they talk about, you know, craft beer. It's kind of a love letter to craft beer. There's a chef in there, Sean Paxton, amazing chef who cooks with beer. And there's a world-famous brewmaster, Tanya Cornett, from 10 Barrel Brewing up in Northwest. And then there's myself and another guy competing for the title of a Master Cicerone.
Well, no, we just Googled it here in the studio, and you have a very nice picture of you here, Joe, and of Sean and Tanya. Eric, man, there's no picture of you, dog. What's up?
Man, you know what? I wasn't even supposed to be in the movie, and after these guys got to know us, and Joe was supposed to originally be just a portion of the movie, but when they left and they reviewed all the they reviewed all the footage, they ended up calling us back to like, hey, we're going to fly back out there and film you guys a couple more times, but we want the behind the scenes stuff too. So they kind of brought me in as like a side piece to Joe, and they really showed us running the business and some of the things that we do. So I've got some small parts in there, but I mean, look, I originally didn't want to be in the movie. That's not me, man. I don't want to be on camera.
You know, to just jump in, I couldn't have done it without Eric's help. So I think the movie did a good job of grabbing that, because it took a lot of study time. It took me almost 5 years of studying to pass that. And so it was, you know, I have an engineering degree, and this was up there with the hardest engineering exams I ever took. So it's a 2-day test, 10 hours a day, 10 hours on day one, 10 hours on day two. They fly in industry experts from all over the world to give you oral boards. There's 8 essay questions on day one, 8 oral boards on day one, and then around 20 to 30 beers blind, where you do a blind evaluation on day one, and same sort of thing on day two, and you have to average an 85% accuracy on all of that combined. So each year there's about 30 people that are invited to take the test, and you have to have passed the first 3 levels. These are people that are from all walks of life. They can be attorneys, president of breweries, you know, brewmasters, distributors, any kind of people that are in this. And then on average, it's between, you know, 98% and 100% failure rating. So some years they've had nobody pass. So I was real fortunate to have gotten through the gauntlet last year, and I was the only one that did that year.
That's very impressive.
Unbelievable.
Are you – so Eric does a lot of the drawings and creativity. Are you the key ingredient on coming up with new products, new beers?
I would say so, yeah. I focus a lot on the production side. We have a team of brewers that kind of make this vision all come to a reality. So I work really close with them and formulate the recipes and taste the beer, and I kind of and tweak it and do what we have to do to get a clean, good, high quality product out to the customers time and time again, because the real magic happens once you find a good formulation, and then you can get that out of your brain into the can and have it taste as good at, you know, in the store as it does at the brewery right from the tanks. So that's really the magic.
And consistently.
Consistency. I was going to say the same thing.
That's the key. I want to tell you guys, I've been blessed in the last couple of years to really hang out with Eric, you, and Phil Bushy over at Legion Brewing, and John Marino, who y'all inherited the space, and he moved right around the corner. And I think y'all help each other tremendously from my vantage point. But all great people. It just says so much about the community of your industry. Our philosophy has always been to run the Remodeling Association way back in and have our leaders do that, because we need to be allies and help each other in the fight to give excellent service in our industry. And, I mean, it shows, man, and the fun that y'all have together and how hard y'all work to compete but also to help each other is cool. And I think that's why, I mean, I fell in love with the brewing industry Charlotte.
I agree. We've had a lot of breweries on this show, and I don't think we've ever had somebody from another industry list competitors on our show, so-called competitors, in such a positive light as these two guys did, talking about their area. I mean, we've pressed probably the fifth or sixth brewery show we've had. But I think you're right. I think that's what kind of gravitates us is the camaraderie and just the legitness of the person that's within this industry. You guys are all so authentic people.
My wife doesn't like me necessarily talking about beer all the time. she thinks I'm already a little bit crazy. She understands, and you know, I wear my friendships and my emotions and my experiences on my sleeve, and she understands why and likes me rolling with these fellas, and it's good. And I think I glean a lot that we are able to carry over to our customer service and our customer experience. I mean, I think we're doing the same thing. We're trying to give priceless value, priceless service, and a great experience. We have different widgets. So kudos to you fellas.
I mean, I learned a lot from these guys personally. You know, going around, it's good to be friendly with them, because just having a conversation over a beer, you can learn a lot and trade ideas that end up making your beer better. So it's not necessarily about beating Old Mecklenburg or Legion or some of the guys I named, because, you know, we're still, believe it or not, we're still a small segment of the overall beer market in Charlotte. So it's something like 90% of all the beer drank in Charlotte is of the big macro brand label. So it's of Budweiser, Miller, Pabst, the classic, you know, your dad's beer, that lager or lawnmower beer that has been around since the industrial beer. We're trying to get a piece of that. So that's really our goal. And if your neighbor is making bad beer and it's somebody's first time ever going there, it doesn't pay for anybody to have them go over there and then get turned off from craft beer. So we try to help each other out in hopes that we'll make a craft fan that will visit our neighborhood and come by and try everybody's beer and then find something that they like, you know?
No, that's wonderful. Guys, thanks so much for being here. Sugar Creek Brewing, we got to go on a break. You're listening to At Home with Ray. Welcome back to At Home with Roby. I'm Patrick McIsaac from Roby Services, along with Trent Haston from the Roby family of companies. What's up, Trent?
Man, what a great show. A lot of education going on around here.
We had some cool people on here today.
It's neat.
Yeah, Tom from Kingdom Demo, Joe, and old Eric from Sugar Creek Brewing.
Why's he got to be old?
He's an old soul.
He is an old soul. I'll give him that. I think he's a couple years younger than me, though. I think he graduated high school a couple years behind me.
He and I are right around the same age. Yeah, he... what a great guy. Two military guys that we had on the show that are running Sugar Creek. And that's just a cool atmosphere down there. I love the way they have thought of every detail, and now it makes sense. You got two military guys, and one was an engineer.
Yep.
Details are going to be...
And they have really cool designs on their cans. And I didn't say this then. The cans are so colorful as well.
The cans... All right, we're going to talk about lids, like on top of your head. They have taken that design, and I'm holding up your hat, and they've like put basically on the underneath of the bill the design of the can. It's the coolest thing.
Oh, with the it's a balloons. It's a hot air balloon.
They got a bunch of different ones now. So they've got cool swag as well.
Oh, there you go.
We need to go down there and trade some swag.
I think so.
I agree.
It'll be good.
Well, Trent, this is the
last show this coming Friday. So you're listening on Sunday morning. This coming Friday is 28.3 miles, Walking for Wishes, 13th annual.
Bring your water.
So we're going to read our last wish story leading up to the walk. That's your job, but I do want to give a shout-out. I want to just go through our gold sponsors this year, ABS Insulating, Bearings, Edwards Church and Muse with Builders Mutual, Harkey Tile and Stone, Home Technology Solutions, Mint Hill Cabinet Shop, Queen City Lumber, Steels Mechanical. I mean, we have silver and bronze as well. Please go on our website and you can check it out.
Yeah, you can go to pitchingforwishes.org. It'll redirect you to walkingforwishes.org. So we got it. Both sites will take
and, you. And hit Christian up. We'll give you a T-shirt for free. Be great if you can give money to make a wish. But if not, we like to brag on all our sponsors because that's how we raise our money. So thank you for being part of the Roby All-Star team.
Well done. And bronze and silver sponsors from this year. Pump it up to gold next year. We'll holler at you on the radio.
There you get it. There you get it.
All right. In April, I wish to have a French bulldog puppy. In April 2020, as the world embraces uncertainty and fear unfolding from COVID, Nick and his family embrace a new reality they never dreamed of. Nick had been diagnosed with cancer. 15-year-old Nick loves animals, football, swimming, playing the drums, and hanging out with friends. His family describes him as strong-willed, sensitive, and usually the life of the party. During his virtual wish discovery visit in June, Nick described his wish for a French bulldog puppy. He explained his vision of having a small male puppy that could be his companion while isolated at home. The wish specialist started researching and planning immediately. Puppy wishes can often take a few months to locate the perfect breeder and wait for a litter to be ready. Nick was willing to wait. Little did Nick know that he would receive a call a few days later with life-changing news. His wish was coming true the following week. A local breeder had a litter of French bulldog puppies ready for adoption now. Well, that's cool. It's kind of meant to be, right?
Mm-hmm.
Plans were made for his wish reveal the following week. Nick and his family arrived at the breeder and were greeted by a small male puppy who first looked at Nick with curiosity and then ran into his arms. Nick swept him up and declared his name to be Rigby. I like that. After all the excitement, it was time for Nick and Rigby to head home. After sniffing Nick's room to learn all the smells of his new abode, Rigby cuddled into Nick's bed as if it was where he had always lived. Rigby fell asleep in the company of his new best friend.
Man.
That's cool.
That's strong.
That is strong. I mean, I couldn't imagine. I mean, at 15, we were worried about whether or not we were going to get any playing time in the basketball game. This poor fellow's dealing with cancer. I mean,
that's crazy. That's why we do what we do.
That's it.
And that's why, I mean, internationally, but the Central and Western North Carolina office, that the money is raised in the 51 counties of Western North Carolina and stays in the 51 counties of Western North Carolina.
Which is so important. I mean, we get to support guys like Nick. I mean, it sounds like he's just a wonderful young man. And I'm sure Rigby and him are fast friends now. I mean, after they've had a little time to spend with each other.
I mean, the love, the unconditional love that a dog gives for you, man.
I know. Nick, we are walking on Friday for you, buddy.
That's what we're doing. You think I should bring Wiley?
He might be able to pull us along a couple miles.
I think Wiley's legs might fall off.
Yeah, I think mine might too.
Little shorter legs. Got little Trent legs. Poor little thing. Y'all really going to make me walk 28.3 miles?
I could keep waiting for someone to be like, nah, y'all are good. Just walk half of it. No one's saying that to us.
Didn't Christian say you should carry a cornhole board on your back?
Yeah, that's what she was going to have. She was like, why don't we carry a cornhole board the whole way? I was like, woman, have you gone crazy?
Have you ever picked one of those up?
Just carrying two, like when we're cleaning up, is hard enough.
Goodness,
I feel like I'm
gracious.
Carrying those hammers from the strongman competition. You know? Thor.
What in the world?
Yeah, I don't know.
So what time are we starting the walk?
6 a.m.
Friday. From our office.
You better get some rest Thursday night, yeah.
Yeah, you know I'm good at that. Feel a little haggard now.
Yeah.
Goodness
gracious. 6 a.m. Yeah, I guess we'll be done. We're done. I think the goal is like 4:30 or 5.
And we're ending at Protagonist.
If available, either Protagonist or our office. We're trying to kind of determine that now.
But oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I don't know. A nice Protagonist beer would sound pretty good.
Yeah. Go see all our friends.
Go snag one at Sugar Creek afterwards.
So I think we've had the folks from Town Brewing on. We've had Phil Bushy from Legion, John Marino from OMB, the Protagonist fellas, and now Flanagan.
In Middle James down in Pineville.
Oh, yeah, in Middle James.
Middle James, yep.
Yeah.
We've
and that's
done
a
tour.
Good joint. That's your old college buddy.
Yep. If you are a brewery out there listening, haven't been on the show, hit us up. We might be able to make
that
right. happen. They ain't going to do it. They might.
I don't know. I'm brewed out. I have my select buddies. No,
there you go. There you go.
Hey, thanks for joining us today on the At Home with Roby show. We hope you've laughed a little and learned a little. The Panthers have already done their thing this week, so I don't know if my is appropriate. But go do the golden rule. Treat somebody else like you want to be treated. Put a smile on your face and go Cats. Wow.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 Central on CBS.
Monday, it's the CBS original comedy, The Neighborhood.
I need at least a month to prepare for a debate, not 6 hours.
Actually, it's 4 hours.
No, my watch is broken too.
With Cedric the Entertainer, Max Greenfield, and guest star Wayne Brady.
You gotta fund the schools or graduate fools.
That stole all my lines.
Look, don't worry, I got a plan.
Okay, well, what is it?
Okay, so I don't have a plan.
A new episode of The Neighborhood.
You're gonna have to give them a show.
Monday, 8, 7 Central on CBS.